past month, I have been reading a chapter every day in the book of Proverbs. I presume that you know that there are 31 chapters and in the book of Proverbs, and so it's very convenient to read one chapter a day for a month that has 31 days. I often do that, and there have been many other people who have followed that habit. I don't follow it every month like some people do, but I have been following it this month. And so today I came to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and then I found in here something that I realized that the Lord wanted us to take to heart for today. He wanted me to take it out to heart. He wants all of us to take it to heart for today. And I believe that it is for this week in particular. And it is found in the fifth verse. Evil men understand not judgment. One of the studies that I have been making this month has been the word understanding. I have been noting it, and so far up to date, I have found that there are 48 references to understanding, that is, to the word itself, understanding, in the book of Proverbs. I've never made this particular study before, but it's been very enlightening and illuminating. And I suggest that you might find it helpful too sometime. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all. And the word things is supplied, and I'm certain that that is true. They that seek the Lord understand all things. They that seek the Lord understand all things. Now, perhaps it is specifically connected with the preceding part of the verse, evil men understand not judgment. Now, that is not talking about calamities at all. When that word judgment in this particular case and in the contents, but it is rather speaking about those judgments of the Lord which are true, his attitudes, his opinions, the way in which he looks at things. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand judgments, yes, the opinions, the attitudes, the way in which God looks at things, but they understand all things. They that seek the Lord understand all things. And so it was when our brother McKinnon got up and he testified as to the fact that he had been getting help since he had been here, and that he had been particularly getting help to seek the Lord, and how important it was to seek the Lord. Why, I knew that that was a corroboration of the light which I had had in my own soul, and that God was thereby sounding the keynote for this week. You know, it is a wonderful thing to seek the Lord. And we are over and over and over commanded in the Word of God and enjoined in the Word of God to seek the Lord, to seek Him with our whole heart, to seek Him continually. What do you do about seeking the Lord? What do you do about seeking the Lord? We read in the 119th Psalm, blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. You want a blessing, don't you? Everybody does. And you wouldn't be here this morning, and you wouldn't be coming here for this coming week if you weren't seeking a blessing. Well, do you want a blessing, and do you want a great blessing? Well, then, you find how the Word of God tells you how to have it. Blessed are they that seek Him with the whole heart. With the whole heart. Not half-heartedly. Not a little bit. And I'll tell you something. Your blessing this week, your blessing today, your blessing tonight in the meeting tonight, your blessing throughout this week, and if you're going to be here over the Labor Day, your blessing is going to be proportionate to how you seek the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Now just put it down in your day book. Oh, there are some people that they want to do as they please all day long and go and come as they please all day long and be occupied with whatever they want to all day long. And then they want a tremendous blessing when they come to the meeting at night time. And they have not been paying attention to the Lord at all day long. Oh, yes, probably in the morning they read a little verse in the Bible, or maybe a whole chapter. Maybe they read five chapters. Or maybe they came to morning worship because, well, you have to if you're here at camp, and so on. But the rest of the day, you just sort of forgot about the Lord and the things of the Lord, and you weren't inclined towards Him and towards desiring Him. Oh, Ravagabaye Goyola Barazagabayola Gorabazandai. And then maybe that's been your attitude. Why? Then you wanted a great blessing at night. But you knew down in your heart that you hadn't really paid much attention and you hadn't really sought the Lord very much. And you really saw that you didn't deserve very much. The Lord is exceedingly good. And He often gives us beyond our deserts. And oftentimes, we can come under the blessing that other people have prayed down. But you still don't have the blessing that God would like you to have and wanted to give you if you personally have not sought the Lord with your whole heart. With your whole heart. Hallelujah. Oh, God is looking after wholehearted people, not half-hearted people. Time and time and again, and we had it happen at least with one person this summer, but time and time and again throughout the 38 seasons that we have had here at camp, we've had this happen in our midst. We've had somebody who would come up to camp, a staff member. I'm particularly thinking of such now at this time. And they were really wanting something from God. They were really wanting a blessing from the Lord. Maybe they wanted their baptism. And so they were hoping, now this year, this summer, I'm going to get my baptism when I'm at camp. But you know, one day after another passed, and one week after another passed, there was some little desultory waiting upon God and seeking of God, but there wasn't any real earnestness. And then, I remember years ago, one young fellow, he had been here, he was a fine fellow, and he had been here and he had wanted the real help from God, and then he woke up. I'm going to leave camp within a week or two or three days. And then he tried his best to make up for lost time and to really diligently seek the Lord. I'm sure he got something in those last 3 days, but he certainly didn't get the satisfaction that he had been looking for, or shall I say hoping for, when he came when he came at the beginning. And he had hoped that he would get something, but then he woke up. You know, that's pretty closely akin to the parable of the 10 virgins. That's very closely akin to it. He'd attended the meetings and all of that, but then came up to the last night, and then he stayed way into the night. Oh, God, you know, I must have my baptism. I must have my baptism. I must have my baptism. I don't know altogether what the Lord did and how the Lord met him that night, but he stayed on and he prayed. I'm sure God did something for him. I have no question about that whatsoever. But how much more would God have done had he begun that way? Had he begun that way the first day that he came? And then he had kept it up Oh, thank God that there have been others throughout the 38 years who have been begun and then they have kept it up. They really sought God. Oh, thank God for those who have been wholehearted. I think of our sister Gerda Bacher, who's now a missionary in Taiwan. And as she was leaving home for camp, I think she was 15 at that time, her mother said, "Now, Gerda, you must get your baptism this summer at camp." Well, somehow, that just fired her. And she determined right from the very start that she would seek the Lord until she got her baptism. And she got a tremendous baptism, which was the foundation of her larger Christian experience and the foundation really of her going out as a missionary. I think of others. I think of another high school girl. Some of you know her, Eleanor Purs. She had graduated from high school and she was going out into the business world. And she said, "Oh God, I know this, that I need you if I'm going out into the business world. I must have you, Lord. I must have you, Lord. I must have you." And so she sought and she sought night after night and night after night and night after night, and she stayed oftentimes or maybe always the very last person here. And oh, I remember how that one night, it was after 11 o'clock and maybe near 12, how that God so mightily came to her and poured out His Spirit. Hallelujah. I think of others. Think of a young man who really, he got the light that he must seek the Lord. And he must take time to seek the Lord. He was a fellow who really enjoyed sports. He was a good all-round athlete. He was sort of the ringleader of a crowd of fellows. Very well liked. And as they say, he enjoyed his sports and he enjoyed athletics and he enjoyed outdoor activity. But God got a hold of him. And God got something in his soul that he must seek the Lord. And so he purposed that every day he would steal away someplace on these 35 acres all by himself to seek the Lord. He never told me, at least, and he was a good friend of mine, or he became a good friend of mine, I should say, as the years went on. He never told me where that secret place was, that trysting place was. I never asked him either, as far as that was concerned. But I know that was that spot, wherever it was, on the grounds here. That was particularly sacred to him. But he went there day after day, day after day, day after day. He stole away. Instead of spending all his time with his buddies, instead of spending all of his time down at the lake, he stole away and he sought the Lord. And it was really the beginning of a very blessed life of seeking God. And oh, what rivers of living water flowed from that life. The many, many lives that have been touched, and today he is in the work of God, men being used of God to help many, many people. Hallelujah. And so it has been that those who have sought the Lord with their whole heart, well, they have found it. Isn't that exactly what the Lord says? Seek, and ye shall find. Oh, I'm so thankful to God that our seeking turns to finding. And that's something that God desires all of us to find. God wants us to find. Hallelujah. God wants us to enter in to the blessings that He has for us. They that seek the Lord understand all things. In the first part of the book of Proverbs, in the second chapter, we read something that is very interesting. We read this word here: "Get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. get understanding. You're interested to notice how that wisdom and understanding are linked together throughout the Word of God. They're linked together especially in the book of Proverbs, but they're also linked together in that marvelous prayer of the Apostle Paul in Colossians, the first chapter, where he prays for those Christians. Let me just read it. I probably could quote it, but I better to read it. Colossians 1. 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Get wisdom. Get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. They that seek the Lord understand all things. And there's another word in the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter and the 10th verse, where it says, the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Gabba Yala Gorabba Jagabba Yala Gorabba Goyala Barazolo Gojagabba Yala Gorabba. What wonderful help comes to us as we find the Lord in ever-increasing measure. Talk about your knowledge. We've heard about the larger, sharper telescopes that have been developed, and the larger or more powerful microscopes that have been developed. And that has been increasing our knowledge continually. We are apt to just stagger at the knowledge that is being discovered more and more and more and more. But you know, some of the suggestion of what knowledge there is in knowing God. And how that we can increase and increase. Hallelujah. And increase in the knowledge of God, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear ones, there is a call that God gives us, very definitely. And it is that we should grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Think of all the time which the worldly scientists spend to increase their knowledge. Somebody has said something like this, that if scientists spent as little time in their experiments and their desire to acquire scientific knowledge as the average Christian spends in a desire to know the Lord, there would not be very much advance in the scientific world. You think that over. Well, now just turn it around. If Christians would spend as much time in endeavoring to grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as scientists spend in trying to increase their knowledge of earthly things, what would we come to? And what would be the result in your life and in my life? And so God desires to really give us a cry and a call to know him better. We're too easily satisfied in the spiritual life. But God would like us to have a holy dissatisfaction. And God would like us to have a cry
and a hunger and a thirst. Oh, Jesus, I want to know you. I might ask us, might ask the question, well, what does it mean to seek the Lord? What does it mean, and how do I go about seeking the Lord? Well, one way, a very simple way is to begin is by saying, Jesus, I want to know you better. Very simple prayer, isn't it? Jesus, I want to know you better. Oh, Jesus, I want to know you better. And as you pray, God will somehow draw very close to you. Now, one another way, of course, in coupling that prayer, you ought to couple that prayer with getting into the Word of God. For God Himself is in this Word.
Hallelujah.
And my, what a wonderful thing it is to pray over the Word as you read it. And as you just read it, and you say, oh, Jesus, 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 help me to enter in. Help me to experience what I'm reading about. Here I am reading. I was struck this morning with how much there is in the 28th chapter of Proverbs. How much there is just to pray about as you read this chapter. For instance, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. You can turn that into a prayer. Oh God, don't let me turn away my ear from hearing the law. Oh God, God, give me a hearing ear. Make me to hear what you have to say in your word. Oh God, oh God, happy is the man that feareth alway. What a wonderful word is that. Of course, it's talking about fearing the Lord. And the fear of the Lord, we find in another place in the book of Proverbs, is to hate evil. Now here it says, happy is the man that feareth alway. Oh God, make me to fear you alway. God, put the fear of God into my soul. Oh God, God, do that for me. He that putteth in his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. God, make me to trust in you. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. God, don't let me trust in my own heart. Deliver me from anything like that. Deliver me, O God, from any confidence in my own flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul had gotten a sight of this and a light to this, because at the very end of his life he said, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. I'm convinced that very few of us know very little about the power of his resurrection. And God would like us to know much more about the power of his resurrection. God would like us to know about that resurrection power.
Hallelujah.
The power that raised Jesus from the dead. Yes. Oh, Rabba Gabaye Go Rabba Sala Yolo Go Rabba Kappa Yolo Go Rabba. Hallelujah. And so I come back to what I virtually started with. As I say, in reading this 28th chapter this morning, the light came to me, and I felt it was so definitely corroborated by our brother McKinnon's testimony. And that was this, that God wanted this to be very definitely and especially a week of seeking the Lord. What are you going to do about it? God's reward is going to be very great if you will accept it and if you'll purpose in your heart to seek him. Some of you aren't going to be here this week. I believe some are leaving today. And maybe this is going to be the only service you're going to be in. Well, that doesn't mean you can't take this word to heart. You can seek the Lord down there in your own home You can seek the Lord at your shop. You can do as we heard about our sister Lindau seeking the Lord as she was working there in the Guarantee Trust Company down on Wall Street. And she, her heart was crying out, "Oh Jesus, I want to know you better. I want you to come to me. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here. Oh Jesus, Jesus." And you know, if you'll make this a week of seeking God wherever you are, I guarantee you that a week from today, you will really know Jesus much better. Mm-hmm. And you will really experience something that you have never experienced before. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Gabbaye, go Rabba Zandalabai. And you know, as you go on in this way, you're going to find out something. Jesus. That as you read the word, you'll find out how much there is an emphasis on seeking the Lord. And we're told, especially in the books of Chronicles, about those who sought God and those who didn't seek Him. Those who sought the Lord and those who didn't seek Him. And what happened to that, to those respective groups? But you find it elsewhere. You find that wonderful word in Jeremiah 29:13, where God promises that He will indeed come to those who seek Him with the whole heart. I'm going to just read that word to us, and you might want to read it yourself. Jeremiah 29:13. Glory to God. Hallelujah. "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." With all your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Gabbayolo, go Rabba Gazayolo. But I'd like to say something else that's very important. Very important. Sometimes people get the idea that seeking the Lord is to be a sorrowful, mournful, doleful experience. And that it's something which is really very arduous. But what does the Word of God say? "Let all those rejoice that seek Thee."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we're told something else, that He is found in the way of him that rejoices. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you.
We ought to be so happy for what the Lord is doing, because the moment you begin to seek Him, He does something right then, as well as doing something at the, sort of, shall we say, at the end of your particular seeking period. Not that there is any end to seeking the Lord as such, but oftentimes the Lord, as it were, has us look to Him for some special help or some special blessing and something that is specially found in Him. You know, the Word of God, it says that in Him, that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And as you seek, you find. Oh, glory to God. Why, we ought to be so exceedingly happy. Exceedingly happy. Exceedingly happy. Because of the promises of God,
hallelujah,
that when we seek, we will find.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God's going to do something for us. He's going to reveal something to us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And this certainly ties in with the promise that was given to us last night. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. O Rabagabai Yalaguzagabai. Kare Tiai Yoko Jose. Kare Via Yezo Gobo Yalagarazolo. Karazolo Gorapoja Pata Yokobo. Won't you accept the challenge? Won't you accept the call? Won't you accept my outstretched arm to meet you and to do for you as you draw nigh to me? Yes, Lord. And to those who accept this word and purpose in their heart to follow me and to seek me, I stretch out my hand to give you greater power to do so, power to overcome those powers of the flesh which would keep you from seeking me. Let there be a response. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And that could equally be translated, when thou said, seek ye my presence, my heart said unto thee, thy presence, Lord, will I seek. Short prayers and claim this blessing for yourself and for all of us that God will make you wholehearted in seeking Him, especially this week.
Lord, we thank you for showing us, Lord, our need of Thee and showing us the privilege that we can seek and find Thee. We pray that
yes, Lord,
the blindness from our eyes that will keep us from responding to this call. And we pray Thee, dear Father, open our eyes to see our need of Thee more greatly. Help us to seek Thee. What a real drawing within our hearts for yourself, O God. Draw us that we may run after Thee, O God, and be filled with yourself, O God. Help us to see, O God, that you are our all in all, Lord. You are the only thing that will satisfy us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the help you are giving to all of us this morning. We want to know you and the power of your resurrection. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
To seek you and to find you. I thank you for this, dear Jesus, and we thank you for this offer this morning that we shall really find you in a greater way this week, that we seek your face, Lord. We want to claim this promise. We want to claim this victory for everyone that's on these grounds this week. For everyone that's leaving to today, Jesus, we pray that you go with them and help them to really seek your face.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
gracious Almighty Father, we ask you to open up our hearts, that thy word may just fill our hearts and open our understanding, that we may dwell with thee, O Lord, and thy presence may be glorified, that we may dwell walk with thee, O Lord, and let thy presence just lead us on and on to those things which thou hast for us, O Lord, because there are a purpose which we do not know, O Lord, but that we do know that if we put ourselves in thy hand, that thou will lead us to that eternal purpose, which is thine from the beginning of creation. We ask this to thy heavenly name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we just commit ourselves to you once again, to continue seeking you and not to become discouraged along the way, but always to bear in mind, Lord, that we are finding you at the same time that we're seeking you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we want to learn of new dimensions of yourself. Lord, we want to see you in a greater and greater light. Oh, God, we trust that you will show us yourself, and you will reveal yourself to us, and you will give us an understanding of yourself, Lord Jesus. We want to become like you. We want to know you better, Lord. We want to have wisdom of scriptures, Lord. We want to have understanding. Oh, Jesus, we vow to continue to seek after you, Lord, and to be happy and joyful as we journey on as pilgrims in this land. Oh, God, knowing that one day we will see you face to face. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you'll pour out upon these grounds a seeking spirit.
Amen.
We pray, oh God, that it's hard to respond to this call that we've heard this morning, that there will be help given as we've heard. There will be a drawing to Jesus, Lord, and somehow you will cause it to be a bit easier, oh God, because you are drawing us.
Amen.
It's not so much our own effort, but it's our yielding to you.
Amen.
We believe, oh God, that you are going to accompany this word with real help given, and we thank you for it.
Dear Lord, we earnestly pray and trust that you will cause this seeking spirit with which you are gripping us to carry over into our own personal lives and when we go back to our respective places, Lord. Oh God, don't let it stop here, but oh Father, we pray that it shall continue and increase so that there will be that definite finding of thee. We thank thee, Lord, that to desire thee is to seek thee. To seek thee is to find thee, and to find thee is everything.
Yes.
And this is what we want. We want this knowledge of yourself.
Yes.
And so help us to go through, Lord, and to not stop short of the fullness of thy blessing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to hold anything back, but to put our whole heart into seeking you, Lord, to just go wholeheartedly and to seek you with all our might and strength.
Yes.
And we know that when we do this and we turn away everything that seems to be holding us back, that you'll do something special for us that we haven't known before, Lord Jesus. And the way will be very bright, Lord Jesus. It won't be drudgery, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.